This morning, I spoke with Claire Bleakley from GE Free New Zealand. Government-approved scientists at Planned Food Research admitted to a pretty major blunder in the papers this morning. They failed to destroy plants used in GE trials near Christchurch. Those crops have since been left to flower, which means the potential for exposing contaminated pollen to the environment. Claire told me this is indicative of the systematic arrogance at plant and food research. It wasn't even the people carrying out the trial that discovered the error, I beg your pardon. It was you guys. How do you think that such a vital stage in the trials, you know, destroying the plants to prevent contamination, was overlooked? How does that even happen?
Well, it is still really shocking to GE Free New Zealand and Soil and Health that this even occurred. It just shows the cavalier, shoddy attitude that the science organisations are taking towards the dangers of GE. They say in their report that they were underfunded, under-resourced, and that she was very, very busy. But I don't believe that anybody could make an excuse that would of this type because of the effects and the dangers it poses biosecurity within New Zealand.
It seems like that's, if not the most vital stage of preventing contamination, at least one of them. You know, as you say, underfunded, under-resourced and very busy. How long does it take?
Well, we actually have to go back. This is actually a systemic problem. We went down to the hearing and there was a team. There is a GE team with very, very high-flying researchers who, Tony Connor, Colin Eady, all these big guys who have been conducting GE trials in New Zealand over the last 15 years, and I think with the same cavalier attitude. And we were sort of the understanding that this team would be an effort, a team effort. However, it does turn out that they're actually laboratory scientists. They have no idea about how plants grow outside. So what actually happened was in the controls that Irma set, which were the guidelines of how a trial of this nature should be carried out, what they did is they said at the end of a field trial, all the material has to be removed, roots and all. The whole field has to be cleared, and the GM material has to be, we believed it should have been autoclaved, but apparently it could have been composted. It had to be removed in a scientifically validated manner, which we believe was autoclaving, which means that they have to burn it, incinerate it, to get rid of all the DNA material. However, it appears that they actually just, I have no idea why, chopped it off 6 inches from the ground. And this is one of the excuses, was that the lead manager, the trial manager, sought advice from somebody who was inexperienced. So when we were at the hearing, we were told that this experience that this team had, and the fact that they were going to be training people up in the management of GE would make this kind of event highly improbable. And in fact, it was discarded by the regulatory body IRMA, Environmental Risk Management Authority, as almost they just discounted it. They totally overlooked our concerns and minimized them so that this experiment could go ahead. And our very concerns have actually been founded, and it's now true.
And Plant and Food seem to be looking for a single scapegoat. They're recommending that the conduct of the trial manager be investigated. Does that go far enough in terms of accountability?
Absolutely not. We were guaranteed that this was a team effort. The fact was in the submission process, we actually went down, we spent thousands of dollars getting together really good research, saying the dangers of this are really big, and unless it's kept contained, these events could happen. The whole team, right up to the CEO, sat there and said, yes, we will guarantee that this whole organization will overlook and oversee this this project. And then what happens is it's a systemic arrogance within the whole organization, and they're now blaming the trial manager, who I have to say it is her full responsibility, but unless I guess they themselves cannot look at their own organizational stuff, I believe that that is where the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Forestry, which is MAF, they're the ones who actually should look at the enormity of the breakdown, the systemic breakdown, and they are almost bound through the requirements under the Act to withdraw the GE permits for this organisation.
For Plant and Food Research?
Plant and Food Research, yes.
Their spokesperson, Roger Bourne, said somewhat sheepishly that, and I quote, the learning has begun and there's a lot more to go. I suppose you might argue that they could have learned this lesson without risking contamination. What do you make of his admission?
I actually would have to say we've got... if you look at the research that has been going on through for the last 15 years through field trials on potatoes, through field trials on onions, the onion trial failed. We have no idea why. You have a look at the GE field trials on the GE trees, which the site was closed down due to breaches of how they impose their conditions. So in the end, we are looking at the fact that this GE stuff, you would have thought that after all this time, the experts would know what those dangers are. So what we get is a relatively new person who has never been out of a laboratory taking on an experiment and then taking the fall when it goes wrong, but the expertise that we were guaranteed, or IRMA or the public was guaranteed, that would oversee and support this of 10 years of field trials, didn't come into play, which then goes on to say, have all those other field trials been so casual and it's all been covered up? And actually, this systemic arrogance of these researchers is actually one of their cultures. It's through the whole organization. GE is nothing. We've just got to have it. And if we contaminate New Zealand, all it means is that we have GE in New Zealand.
Mm.
And the other fact is the trial that has just gone to flower, the pollen can be spread up to a kilometre around, or if it's a bee, 3.5 kilometres they can travel. The genetic construct that they are fiddling around with is highly toxic, and in animals that have been grazing this toxic cotton plant with this toxin involved in it, have actually died. So we are actually trialing a toxic plant that may in the end be toxic to humankind, because it is something we have on our plates every day. They are cabbages, cauliflowers, and broccoli.
And it's just a test. It's not proven.
And it is just a test. And we still don't even know if it is safe for human consumption.
Have you had any indication that testing for contamination in the area that this trial was carried out will be done?
Can I say, you mentioned a little bit that Roger was a wee bit sheepish. MAF is even more closed down. We did have an exceptionally successful meeting when we portrayed our photographic evidence to them. But really, in the long run, we keep ringing and saying, what, when can we expect the MAF outcome? And they are getting further and further away from guaranteeing us when their report will be out. And I think it means either two things. One is they're in it between a rock and a hard place, and they're not quite sure how they're going to deal with all the permits and the protocols go ahead. Or they know that by right they should close the trial, but they don't want to. So they're trying to work on how to deal with that issue. But at this stage, we've got to realise that I think they did say that the reason their report was slow was that they were having to look into the possible repercussions of what would happen if it spread. And I think you would have to ask them that they were looking into some of the honey, taking samples of some honey, yes.
And finally, Claire, if there is found to be contamination, who pays to clean it up?
The public. This is what we're saying. The whole of GM in this country, there is there is no liability on the companies. It is a socialized cost. So we will pay through losing our market as a GE-free market if we get contamination. We will pay as the public for cleanup. We will pay, we have already paid millions and millions for the failed GE trials, which have borne no fruit at all. So really the funding bodies have to look very, very seriously at why they are funding such a failure, and whether our scarce research development money should go into really good biotechnology. Now, biotechnology is any science that is done with the natural life. So yogurt, beer, that is all considered in today's world biotechnology, because yeasts and probiotics and things are naturally living organisms. We believe that GE is the nuclear bomb of biotechnology, and we have a nuclear-free country, and we should have a GE-free country. And as in the nuclear debate, we do allow X-rays and nuclear technology in a controlled and medical environment, but we don't allow widespread environmental contamination of nuclear reactors, nuclear ships and stuff like that. This is exactly the same. GE is like a nuclear bomb. The only difference is if it's released into the environment, we don't even know what repercussions it will have. But they could be as long-lasting as a nuclear bomb.